Marama Davidson's kindly with us, co-leader of the Greens. Thanks for your time, Marama. Te nākwe. Thank you for joining us. Look, your party's been tracking pretty well, but certainly, even though we hoped it wouldn't occur, Māori have become very much the political football. The rhetoric coming from both both National and ACT, well, it seems like they're trying to dismantle any kaupapa that we've put together. Seymour wants to rewrite the principles of the treaty, and he wants ethnicity taken out of all public service organisations. You've got the National Party who will announce their tax policy, of course, saying, well, we're going to dismantle Taka Whai Order and pass legislation so that Māori wards are no longer a reality in the way that we've witnessed over the past few months. The Greens, on the other hand, keep tracking along and are polling pretty well too. But what would you say of the use of Māori kaupapa as a vote-gaining tool by the centre-right?
It's abhorrent, Dale, and it makes a mockery of elections and voting. And, you know, Dale, this is a message that I think I really want to get out to our communities this morning. The way that they are using Māori as a political football, they want to abolish, and this is both the National and ACT, want to abolish Te Tiriti principles, want to abolish Māori electorate seats. Chris Luxon standing in front of his mainly non-Māori crowds and allowing them to rubbish te reo Māori signs, te reo presence in Aotearoa. It's completely bollocks, Dale, but this is important. What they are trying to do is get people apathetic about voting, because that will favour them, Dale. And that's a very intentional and explicit approach. And because they know that our people are far more likely to just shrug our shoulders and say, oh, well, none of this stuff is relevant, I'm just not going to engage. And that will help them. That will benefit them, Dale. So I'm really urging our people, no one, no matter how many millions is thrown at those political parties who want to protect big uber wealth for their rich mates, no one gets to take away your power to vote. And isn't that fantastic, Dale? They can throw as many millions as they want, but they can never take away your power to vote them and keep them out of power. So that's what I'm really wanting our people to understand, is they're designing this to put us off engaging. Let's not let that happen.
Te nākwe, let's talk about that, because some of our listeners today might be so peed off with what's been going on, as you rightly described. They say, stuff it, I'm just not going to be part of it. What does a non-vote do?
Well, a non-vote is less chance for the Green Party to get our solutions across the line, Dale. Hoki whenua mai. We are very clear that the only way to address inequality, climate change, and protecting our paiao, our water, and our soils, for example, is through the return of land to Māori control. That's one of our headliner policies. So is our guaranteed income, so that everyone has enough to get the life's essentials, massively upscaling public affordable homes. We know that Māori feature disproportionately on the public housing register, and we want to eliminate that register with the massive upscale of more public housing. We want to bring free dental for everyone, Dale, and we want to make sure that all of our homes can be cheaper for people to heat and safer and healthier. We've just announced climate resilient communities, so that when it does flood, when there is extreme weather, our homes are safer than they have been, and we know that that has impacted particularly for Māori. So when people don't vote, they are missing an opportunity to support those solutions, to support Te Ao Māori thinking across all of our policy planning. We've still got some announcements to go, Dale, this in the next couple of weeks. We really encourage our people. When you don't engage, unfortunately, that protects the status quo of the racism that we are seeing from National and ACT, and that they want to protect wealth being held in the hands of a few, whereas the Greens want to make sure that everyone has what they need to live a good life.
Tenakwe, I noticed that you spoke at the launch of the Ethnic Communities Network on Friday. Tell us about this organisation and how we can support each other, us as the First Nations people and tangata whenua of this land, and those who are hoping to move here and eventually call it home. Although I do note that you know, everyone else has got homes to go to, Māori haven't. But tell us about the Ethnic Communities Network.
This is in the prevention violence space, Dale, and we know that we cannot eliminate violence without each of the communities leading, designing, creating their own solutions. We know that that has is absolutely the case for tangata whenua, and we started and have got the engagement in a good place with tangata whenua and Pasifika. We still had a massive gap when it came to empowering ethnic communities to be able to lead that work. And what I love about this network, Dale, is they start with tiriti justice. They know that the and they crave that the place that they have in Aotearoa is on the nature of te tiriti, with tangata whenua having a unique status and us as tangata whenua having a manaaki responsibility for all people to have a home here, while at the same time, ethnic communities, so it was at Whani Waititi Marae, it was under the guidance of Pā Riko and Whaia Miriana, who are, you know, building that bridge between Māori, tangata whenua and ethnic communities. Though they have far more in common and experience shared with us than we do with with the generation at Chris Luxon's meetings who are having a tangi because of te reo Māori on road signs, you know. So those experiences of colonisation, of oppression and of resilience, despite all of that, is a really common thread throughout our communities. And so we bring that together. We realise that helping each other, supporting each other in our mana motuhake over our communities is going to help us as well. And I was really proud to be a part of that kōrero last Friday.
Tēnā koe. Let's talk about Pākehā support for Māori initiatives, and there is plenty for the establishment of Taka Whaiora, for instance. Otherwise, we get what we've got, which was these glaring holes, major inequities about access to service and even our life expectancy rates still lag behind others. It's a fight for Māori, it's a fight for workers, but it's also a fight for many well-meaning non-Māori, and in the Greens you must meet stacks of them who don't favour this right-wing leaning that would look to dismantle many positive pro-Māori initiatives that we have advanced as a people in recent years. I mean, it's a fight for our people here, election 2023, but we're not alone.
Not at all, Dale, and we've really got to lean into the solidarity from Pākehā and Tauiwi. The Green Party charter includes recognising te tiriti as a founding principle of this very country, but also that we highlight the main thrust of mana motuhake and tino rangatiratanga. And so that's the lens that all of our policies and our values take. And when people sign up to the Green Party, Dale, they sign up to that. It's actually part of signing up to us, is recognising and affirming that. But Dale, that's not a hard ask. The Green Party is founded on justice, and so naturally people who come to us, people who are staunch and supportive of us, have a sense of justice and eliminating injustice. And at the heart of that is the injustice impacts of colonisation over our people for nearly 200 years. So not only are they supporting us, they're fighting hard. They one of the policies that our Green Party, Pākehā and Tauiwi, are most proud of is our hoki whenua policy, because they know that land back is essential to climate change, climate action, protecting tai ao, and making sure everyone has what they need. I'm really proud of that, and that's why I'm at the co-leader of the Green Party. We are not a Māori organisation. We happen to have a wahine Māori co-leader. We are a Tauiwi and Pākehā organisation wanting to model Te Reti partnership, and they are, we are not perfect. It's a forever piece of work and an aspiration to continue to improve and get better. There are absolutely our own internal enlightening conversations that we must always continue to have, Dale, but our principle is very clear.
Tēnā koe, thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us today. All the best, sister. We'll talk again soon. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi, Dale. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. And Maram also is speaking there, touching on their climate-safe communities, kaupapa.